Today, the Alaska Supreme Court upheld Governor Bill Walker's veto that cut permanent fund dividends in half last year. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Justice Daniel Winfrey wrote that the state law that started PFDs is subject to the Alaska Constitution's ban on dedicating funds for specific purposes. The unanimous opinion says the amount spent on dividends is decided each year through the budget process. Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski and former Senators Clem Tillion and Rick Halford had argued that the constitutional amendment that started the permanent fund gave the legislature the ability to dedicate uses for fund earnings, like the PFD. They say dividend amounts should be set by the law that started the dividend and not the budget process. Willikowski says he's disappointed PFDs will no longer follow the formula that was used through 2015.
What the Supreme Court has said today is you can ignore it. And so what this means is that any governor can set the permanent fund at whatever level he or she chooses. Any legislature can set the dividend at whatever level it chooses.
Willikowski says he hasn't made up his mind about whether he'll run for governor.
I want someone who shares my vision of where we should head as a state, and I don't have that with this governor. And so it's not something that I would prefer to do.
Willikowski added that he'd like to see former U.S. Senator Mark Begich run for governor. Governor Walker's veto cut last year's dividend from just over $2,000 to just under half that amount. This year, the legislature reduced PFDs from roughly $2,300 to $1,100. Assistant Attorney General Kate Vogel described Attorney General Jonna Lindemuth's reaction to the decision.
The Attorney General indicated that she knows that this is not a decision Governor Walker took lightly, but she's glad that we have more clarity around use of permanent fund earnings as we continue to try and resolve the state's fiscal crisis.
Walker last year and legislators this year cited the state's more than $2 billion budget gap in reducing the dividends. The court's opinion finds that the people who wrote the permanent fund amendment to the Constitution didn't intend to allow the legislature to dedicate money for other purposes in a way that bypasses the budget process. Clem Tillion has been a leading voice in defending the dividends.
I'm sorry about the decision. It just means we have to go into full battle mode and take it to the people.
Tillion would like to amend the state constitution to enshrine full PFDs. Two-thirds of both chambers of the legislature must pass an amendment before it goes to voters. Tillion plans to seek an initiative on next year's ballot, urging the legislature to pass a PFD amendment. He says the initiative would affect the general election.
I think that if the people overwhelmingly support this change, that legislators that overwhelmingly support this change will be the ones that get elected.
If the legislature doesn't put forward a constitutional amendment, Willikowski notes that voters could approve a constitutional convention to make full PFDs permanent. The next time voters will be asked whether they want a constitutional convention is 2022. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.